There I am. Okay. Now we'll see if that works. Come on, come on. There you go. Couple of announcements. Next week is spring break. So enjoy the week off, not off from the Lord, but off from us. Be refreshed and come back on the 21st. And at that point, we will only have three more lessons. I think it's just gone so fast. We've got the class picnic on April 11th, so please mark your calendars for that. And the table talk, Hope for the Weary Mom, is going to be Saturday, August 14th, 9:30 to 11:30. Now, we need you to do two things. April 14th. What did I say? Oh, it's going to be one of those days, guys. Thanks. April 14th, we need you to do two things. One is to invite any weary mom you know. They don't have to be members of Covenant. They can be your next-door neighbor, your friend, or whatever. It can be actually a weary grandmother who keeps grandchildren all the time. That would be good, too. The whole point is it's an outreach to the community, so invite people you know. And the other thing is sign up yourself. Now, many of you have said to me, oh, this is an age and stage thing, and it's for young people, and I'm not young, and so I'm not going to come. Okay, that's ridiculous. It is a ministry outreach, and we need experienced hands to love on and to encourage these weary moms. Now, we all kind of remember what that was like. So please do that. Come and be greeters. Come and be table hosts. Come and be the warm, wonderful, welcoming Christian sisters that you are. So you can sign up, and I will tell you about that opportunity in a little bit, how you can do that. Okay, now we have another exciting thing going on. The website has launched. Yay. Okay, this is the address, www.lamplightersbiblestudy.com, and that will take you to our home page, which looks something like this. There's an action item involved in this, okay? One is go to the webpage. Two is subscribe. Now, this is going to come up as a slider. See those little blocks down at the bottom? Those are sliders, and for those of you who are not real familiar with this, they kind of go like this. Well, you can click on any of them, and it takes you into different parts of the website. That one is Let's Be Social, Connect With Us. It's going to take you to a connect page, and then you put in your email address. It gives you instructions on how to do that. And this is going to be how we send announcements next year, and also how we can register for the fall. We will also have registration for those of you who don't have computers, so don't worry about that. But for those of you who do, this is going to be a quick, easy way of doing it. Also, you can subscribe to receive, this is kind of crazy, an automatic download of a podcast of the lecture. So if you subscribe to that, whenever we get it loaded up, which is usually Wednesday afternoon, it will automatically come to you. And it's free. So that is some miracle that happens in cyberspace. I don't know how they do that. You can also register. The registration for next fall, the study of Genesis, is not up yet, but the registration for Hope for the Weary Mom is. And for those of you who are inviting people, you may tell them we do have childcare, but it is by registration. So they need to register for childcare. And they can register for this on this website, too. So be sure and give them that address. Is it, Kristen, what have I left out? Have fun. Yeah. And you know what? It's a mission field. Sometimes I feel like this is as much a mission field to me as it is to other people, because this is directed at a whole generation who speaks digital language. I don't. And learning a foreign language at my age is a challenge. So I'm learning slowly but surely with the help and tutoring of great patient people back there. And it's exciting to think of the number of people you can reach just because you speak a different language. So I would encourage y'all to get on it, play with it, go around. It's a work in progress. If you see things that aren't right or things we've left out, please let us know, because, you know, we are continuing to evolve this website. So have fun with it. Okay, last thing I want to leave you with before you go, the text today is pretty straightforward, so I'm not going to give you any background information, but I do want you to think a little bit about what the will of God, what being in the will of God looks like to you. Okay, when I was thinking about that question, what I realized that for me, for most of my life as a Christian, the will of God to me was like the eye of a storm, of a hurricane. It was like all this swirling and destruction and powerful force could be going around, but the eye of the hurricane was the safe place because it was calm and peaceful. And as long as you were in the eye of the hurricane, none of this around was going to affect you too much. Okay, it was a safe place, sort of tucked up under God's wing for me, with His power and His protection surrounding me. That's kind of what it was for me. I have the image of much like what we do for our children or our grandchildren when they just climb up into your lap and they bury their face in your chest and you're just hugging them and keeping them safe. That to me meant the center of God's will. Okay? Now, hold on to that thought, because we're going to come back to it at the end of the lecture, and y'all think, as you go to small groups, of what that looks like for you. Okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of today, and the gift of these precious sisters with which we can study, and the gift of your word. Father, as they go to small groups, I pray you will open up their hearts and minds to what you want to teach them today, through your word, and to each other. And the love of Christ that they will experience in those small groups. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll see you back.